Bus Stop Perspective. Jimmy Rapp's on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Hey, you too. Jimmy Rapp. Yes.
Thank you, thank you. What's going on? What's going on? Listen, Jerry Whipple finds millions of dollars worth of artwork in a dumpster, and I go looking for anything that's worth anything, and I find bills. That's all I find.
I found a sandwich once, half eaten. It was good. It's like $1 million.
Yeah. So what's happened? I went down the bus stop downtown New Haven, and I just tried to get some current event topics from these the gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen down there.
You get
and,
the real perspective of life.
The pulse of the streets.
Bus stop.
Yep.
Yeah, the pulse of the bus stop. But that's it. These are real people that you know, there's no sugarcoating anything down there. I love going down to the bus stop. These people are great.
All right. And who's the first person we're talking to?
I talked to Smokey first. He's a great, great guy.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Smokey, New Haven.
Smokey, do I have your permission to use this audio?
Sure you can, man.
What are you doing down the bus stop?
None. On a Sunday down here is very slow.
What's your favorite day to come to the bus stop?
Hold it. You're there on Easter.
Yeah. I had some time yesterday, and I was actually, I don't want to say I was driving through because nobody really drives through that particular area on purpose.
Were the buses running on Easter?
Yeah, I guess they were on a Sunday schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there wasn't many people at the bus stop, but I happened upon a group of individuals, and I figured I'd stop and chat.
Great.
My favorite day is coming to the bus stop is on a Friday.
What does he have in his hand right there?
What he got in his hand? He's drinking Parmesan.
What is it?
Parmesan.
What's that?
That's the good That's the good
Wine, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not Parmesan.
No, it's
Parmesan.
Brandy.
Brandy?
Yeah. Brandy? Yeah, I think so.
Parmesan?
Yeah.
No, didn't the commercials? Yeah, Orson Welles, Parmesan. Yeah.
Huh.
We'll sell the wine before it's time. Yes.
Are you sure?
Maybe he was drinking liquor.
Okay.
I would think wine.
Ashley, can you look that up? Parmesan?
Parmesan, yes.
I don't even know how to spell it. Masson.
It's Masson.
Right. Masson.
Sounds very fancy.
It does.
Brandy.
Brandy. It is brandy.
But they had wine, too, I remember.
Did they?
Yeah. Because that's when Orson Welles did the commercials for Parmesan wines.
I remember those commercials.
Yeah.
Maybe they just
stopped making wine. Said, you know what? Our market's brandies.
Well, yeah.
I'd also like to point out that this wasn't just like a little flask of Parmesan. This was a very large bottle.
Right.
Oh,
was
good.
It wrapped in a brown paper bag by any chance?
There was no brown paper bag.
Wow.
Good.
I've never heard this brand before. I thought he was saying, I don't know, pour me some. I was like, oh, well, I like he's willing to get right in there,
right.
Figure it out.
Right.
All right. Oh, it's liquor.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what goes on down the bus stop.
Yeah. He's like my big brother.
Oh, all right. Okay. He's teaching you well then.
Yeah, big time, even though I'm older than he is.
What's the craziest thing you've seen down the bus stop?
Oh, since last night, a dude over there got shot.
Somebody got shot.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I love that he said since last night.
Since last night.
When are you talking about?
These are current events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since last night.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
We forget, that we have it good.
Yes.
Daily reality for some people.
True.
Yeah.
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 What happened? Do you know?
I just got here and... They tell everybody just stay away from the crime scene.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I don't know if homeboy made it or not, or whatever the case may be, but...
Oh, geez, that's too bad. Well, it is Easter, so I'm going to ask you to say it's...
I like how you just shift gears, because that's a tough... It's a tough...
Right. What do you say?
What can you do?
No, like, I don't know if the guy made it or not.
Right.
Well, so it is Easter, so let me get back to my question.
So there's an apartment available, yes.
No. That whole resurrection thing, yes.
They were having like a moment of silence, and everybody. And I was like, "Okay, let me just change gears."
Oh, were they?
Is that what was going on behind you? I heard a different conversation going on.
It did. It sounded like a eulogy.
Yeah.
It's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Were they lighting a candle?
Yeah. I didn't,
Jimmy.
Apparently, I walked into the wrong thing.
That's why they were there.
Wait.
They're making a memorial, and you come walking up. Hey.
Wait.
Happy Easter.
Wait. Is that what happened? Hey, can I talk
to you?
I'm
pretty sure. Yes.
Well, we're just eulogizing someone, but sure.
You seem crazy enough, we'll talk to you. No other idiot would come over.
I guess that's why they were celebrating with the Parmesan, and there was like a celebration of life.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
So I ruined that one for them.
They were drinking to him.
All right, but they were willing to talk to you, and it's important to get the story out there, so good.
Well, it is Easter, so I'm going to ask you to say a tongue twister. Ready? You got to say it three times fast. Each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs.
Each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs. Each Easter, 80. EJ eats 80 eggs.
Sounds like he ate it.
EJ eats 80 eggs.
He's got the E down.
I love smoking.
He's awesome.
Oh, he was great. He had a great jean jacket on. He was.
You got to go back 2 hours later when the Palmasan's empty.
Right.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
He'll sound like me now.
Try again. I didn't think I was going to interrupt your eulogy twice.
No.
But yeah, true.
That's good.
See, I don't mess it up.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
I love Smokey. Who's up next?
We've got Streets coming up next. He was like their leader.
Oh, the leader.
There you go.
Yeah, he was the leader of the group of the individuals I interviewed at the bus stop.
How can you tell he was the leader?
He mentioned at some point that he was there watching out for everybody, taking care of everybody, making sure everybody was okay because nobody else watches out for him.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Good.
Legit.
Sounds like a leader.
Here we go.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Streets from New Haven.
And do I have your permission to use this audio, Streets?
Why not?
What you doing down the bus stop?
Making sure my people are right, because we all out here together, you know. It's Easter.
It is Easter. It is. Any plans for Easter?
Well, you know, making sure everybody all right. We drinking well.
Now, what's the craziest thing you've seen down here?
You want to know the craziest I done down here? Because ain't nobody done more than me.
Tell me that.
What a true confession of Street.
Shout out to me.
He sounds like Tracy Morgan.
He is the leader.
Yep.
That's right. He's the leader. Shout out to me.
Right.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to me.
Down here, because ain't nobody done more than me.
Sounds damn proud of it, too.
It does.
Very proud of it.
Tell me that.
Streets. Nah, this is just that I can get locked up for my
Hold it. Did it skip?
That was a quick backtrack.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I think he was ready to start explaining what he has done or what the crazy things that he had seen was down there. And then he just backtracked. It was like, wait a second.
I don't want to get locked up for my stuff.
He hit edit. Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Can we hear that again?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Here, let's see.
Ain't nobody done more than me.
Tell me
in
that.
Streets. Nah, this is that I can get locked up for my.
I could get locked up for my.
Okay.
Backpedal.
Good for me. Works for me.
Yeah.
That was the actual rewind button.
Yeah.
In real life.
That's what we heard him taking all those words back.
That was his dump button.
He took about 10 steps back as he was doing it.
Nice. Little dance move, too. Cool.
I love it.
But my man took a shower in the fountain, butt naked.
Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to say a tongue twister. Say it three times fast. I know you can nail it, Streets. Each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs.
Each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs. Each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs. Each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs. I don't know why he ain't got no grits and bacon with it, but
I appreciate your time.
I'll take it.
Fellas, man.
Nailed it.
I'll take it.
He did nail it.
Yeah, he did.
Almost.
He starts saying Eddie's eggs at the end.
Eddie's eggs, but he also made eats singular. Eat. There, he dropped it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a pass on that.
And he was able to throw grits in there, too.
True. Grits and bacon.
I don't think they got the Palmasan bottle to him yet.
No.
Yeah. So.
Somebody called up, a liquor distributor, and said that.
Vinny, yeah. And Vinny. He said that they do make a wine, a Palmasan wine as
okay.
well.
Okay. Commercial.
So everybody was correct.
Cool.
All right. Who's
so
next?
Everybody's on the same page. We've got John, who lives in the woods.
Here we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm John Glass, and I'm from New Haven.
Do we have your permission to use this audio?
Yes.
John, what brings you to the bus stop today?
Oh, because where I live at, I'm in the woods, so I come downtown to see people.
You live in the woods?
In the woods.
Whereabouts?
You don't want to know.
Talk to me about the homeless problem in New Haven.
Wait. He lives in the woods, but you don't want to know where.
Well, he's wanted to show up at his house doesn't have any Enderman's cake for him, stuff like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You're not prepared.
I love that he doesn't go to the city to, like, get groceries or, you know, stock up on toilet paper. Come to the city to see people.
You're just going
to
stop by. Yeah.
I get tired of the squirrels.
I was trying to picture which woods he was living in. Like, as I'm talking to him, I'm like, okay, where in New Haven are there woods that's around here that he could easily walk to? And I'm thinking, there's really no woods.
Yeah,
we're in downtown New Haven.
You don't want to know.
Maybe the apartment complex is called the Woods.
Yeah,
talk to me about
maybe.
The homeless problem in New Haven.
Homeless problem in
talk
New Haven.
Talk to me about the homeless problem in New Haven. I can tell you, I was homeless for 2.5 years, and they don't do nothing. Okay? Unless you do something.
What's the craziest thing you've seen down here at the bus stop?
Can you imagine that? Like, living without a house?
No.
Like, nowhere to go for 2.5 years?
No, it sucks.
It's terrible. I would like to point out that he said he was homeless for 2.5 years, but now he's got a house in the woods, or he lives in the woods. I don't know if that makes him, you know, not homeless any longer, so maybe it is an apartment complex. But
yeah,
it is
called,
really a terrible...
Yeah, maybe it's called the woods.
It's a terrible situation down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Huge. Yep.
The dude with the spacesuit is all white with a helmet and everything. People was taking pictures.
Okay, wait. This is the weirdest thing he's seen.
No, at the moment he sees this. Hello. Come back. Hello. That's an MTV commercial. This music playing. Dan, 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 dan.
Wait, can we go back? I want to hear, like, from the question, how did we get to the guy in the spacesuit?
What's the craziest thing you've seen down here at the bus stop?
The dude with the spacesuit is all white with a helmet and everything.
I like someone in the back saying,
today.
Yeah, he nailed it.
He nailed it.
Today.
Nailed it. All right,
so more than one person
the guy
saw this.
In the spacesuit.
Right, more than one person
it.
Saw this. Okay.
Yeah.
He's all white with a helmet and everything. People was taking pictures with him.
You think maybe it was the Easter Bunny?
Just lost the ears. Ears flew off. I don't know.
I tried so hard to find this guy.
Maybe it was a hazmat suit.
Might have been. There is a COVID testing area right there.
That's probably what.
He had a spacesuit on?
Spacesuit on. Astronaut.
Was he drinking?
I don't even know.
His face. He had
music.
Over his face. We don't know.
He had music hanging on his hip.
Oh, my God. And we said, that's crazy.
And we said,
wait, he had music hanging on his hip?
Yeah, like a little speaker, like a radio or
so
something.
So he was like a little...
oh, damn!
Like a little dancing machine?
Yeah.
He's doing the
I
robot?
Couldn't find him. I drove up and down every street in downtown New Haven. I couldn't find this guy.
There's got to be moonwalking involved, I'm sure.
Maybe. Maybe he didn't exist.
No.
No, everybody saw.
Yeah, apparently.
No, everybody saw.
It was a hallucination. Everybody saw it.
If it was just John, I'd be like, all right, John. But everybody behind him is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Spaceman. You couldn't even see his face.
I mean, bad Brenda K2, maybe. I don't know. But
right. So as John is talking, somebody in the background said, yeah, he nailed it.
Right.
Like, for weirdest thing today, he nailed it.
He's got the prize right there. Yep.
This is Easter, not Halloween.
The craziest thing?
Oh, see, he made a good point there. This is Easter, not Halloween.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The craziest
thing? That was Smokey.
Yeah.
The craziest thing, it ain't at the bus stop. The dude came down here and took a bath in the fountain.
Oh,
that was the craziest. He came down here with some soap, took a bath in the fountain.
Like,
it was lunch hour, and everybody was out here.
So he was straight up naked with soap taking a bath in the fountain?
No, he kept his shorts on, but he was taking a bath.
Do you have any plans for Easter?
Wait, hold it. Where was the fountain?
A green.
It's the fountain in the center of downtown New Haven. You know, the green.
Yeah.
Do you think the mayor just go home for that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
every
wild.
Every time I get it. So think about that. Now, if you see like an aerial view, like, you know, sometimes when you're watching the news stations and they go to the aerial view of downtown New Haven.
Yeah,
every time you
the
see
green.
That fountain now.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody bathed in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fountains around Rome. You're allowed to refill your water bottle. It's like filtered city water.
Yeah.
People just go up and they just start like holding a glass or drink. Like, you can't do that at all.
Yeah,
here.
No.
Forget it.
I don't think you should do it there either, to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for Easter?
Nope.
If I'm going to ask you to say a tongue twister. You got to say it 3 times fast. Okay? It's each Easter, AJ eats 80 eggs.
East Easter, AJ 88 eggs. East Easter. 88, I can't do it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got.
from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.